Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there, such as Axial Excel, that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
We were green across the board, which was a welcome sight, especially for these wheat traders that just keep getting beat up after this harvest and they have some in storage. Wheat was up 9 to 11 cents. Kansas City December up 11 and a quarter at 6.45. You know, the previous low back in January was around 6.10 for that September Kansas City wheat, and it closed at 6.31 and a quarter. There's a lot of traders in a lot of places looking for that wheat market to get up 6.50 and possibly even to $7. Of course, if you draw retracements, you can throw some pretty wild numbers up there on the top side. Now, corn and beans both stronger today as well. December corn 2.5 higher at 3.72. The beans steady, anywhere from down 2 in November to up 4.25 in August. And then today was the last trading day for August options in the grains, so that drove the market just a touch. And then going into next week, we'll see that the traditional funds are short about 250 million bushels of wheat. Still long corn, long 400 million bushels of corn, and beans now they're short 35 million bushels. So we'll see if that continues to drive the market. Of course, there's a lot of positions that could be sold in that corn futures. Even though they're at 370, some people are saying $3.50 to $3 is possible in the future.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
We're back to the normal here with the USDA announcing some bean and corn sales. We sold another 360,000 metric tons to China for the 14-15 marketing year. And then for corn, we sold 269,000 metric tons to Mexico in 14 and 15. Of course, all they immediately report are anything over 100,000 metric tons. So both of those apply and were announced this morning. Now, the Chinese government is putting some restrictions on the imports of DDGs. They're requiring them to be officially certified and free of that one strain, the MIR-162 genetically modification. Now that might help other imports, such as soybean meal, et cetera. But for now, that's kind of changing the dynamics of that imports for China. And then looking at the rest of the July and then into the first part of August, the 10 to 15 day forecast has below normal temperatures and below normal rainfall. And so nothing real threatening on that front. Now, there are some annual wheat tours wrapping up here. The wheat tour estimate for the northern half of the United States is the highest in 22 years. Now, 48.6 bushels per acre. This year, 44.9 bushels per acre last year. And the five-year average is 44.7.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping the markets, August live cattle 255 higher at 159.10. December up a dollar at 158.77. August feeder cattle up 92 at 218.25. October up 122 at 218.85. August lean hogs 42 higher at 123.62. And December down 47 at 98.15. In the grain market, September Kansas City wheat up 10 and 3 quarters at 631 and a quarter. December up 11 at 645 and a quarter. September Chicago wheat up 9 and a quarter at 538. September corn up 1 and a half at 363. December up 2 and a quarter at 371 and 3 quarters. August soybeans up 4 and 3 quarters at 1212 and a quarter. September up 2 and a quarter at 1113 and 3 quarters. And October cotton 124 lower at 6516. December down 70 at 65.35. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.